Blog Talk Radio.
Gather around, kiddies. Alrighty here. Let's see. Was the night before Christmas, and all through the van, your old buddy Matt fell asleep on the can. His children were nestled two time zones away with his first wife and her husband in sunny L.A. Matt woke up and realized with a chill and a quiver that he was living in a van down by the river.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ow. Oh.
My name, I'll say your man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
Giddy up.
A horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Red.
Hipple yakety yak a streak and waste your time of day.
But Mr. Red will never speak
unless he has something to say.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And listen to the talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse? I am Mr. Red.
To the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course.
Talk to Mr. Red.
Hippity yakity yak a streak
and waste your time a day. But Mr. Red will never speak
unless he has something to say.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk till his voice of horse. You've never heard of a talking horse?
Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Red.
Winnie, oh, I'm about ready to scream uncle, babe. Woo! Okay, well, welcome. Oh, to the old Friday Possums. Good to have you with us. Good to be had. Ah! I got a pain in the neck. It's a real pain in the neck right now. So excuse me if I groan occasionally. I hate to complain, but so I won't complain. Damn it. It feels great. I wish it hurt more. Ah. Well, I have a nice crowd building out there in the old Possum Lounge. So let me briefly give you the brief rundown on the Grenache Network, to which you are listening now. Wait a minute. Bit of business. Maybe. Time for a beverage. Nice. Okay, well, Mondays, there's Monday. On Mondays, start again. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. Comes on at 10 Eastern Time, and it will change your life. It's cumulative, though. You gotta keep listening week after week. And, you know, by the time we're done, you'll be finished, and we'll all be completed together. Then during the week, it's, clobber time. You know, twice this week. So you got double clobbered. And that's just as well, because you had it coming. Admit it. You know it, I know it, and the American people know it. Okay, enough of that. Now, Fridays, of course, we're listening to us now. I'm speaking it as we say it, and so it's happening simultaneously. This is like a simulcast or something. But anyway, we have some awesome fun and surprises in store for you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Council of Experts. First, there's the sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gummy, and special guest star, Mal Linkerman. Oh, what a surprise, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
The Dadgum Council of Experts. Where's my organ? Come on, bitch.
Live from...
There it is.
Okay.
All right. There's a bunch of fucked up cues there. If you can, tell me how many cues I fucked up there, and you can win a year's supply. That's how
enough,
we're going to do
so
that.
Someone noticed.
Don't mince words, Bones. What do you really think?
I don't
That's
know.
Right.
I have no clue. I have no clue.
It won't let me sign into the chat.
The old can't sign into the chat routine.
I'm guest number 2279.
I thought that was you. 2279.
We got two other callers. I'm not really sure who they are. One's a Missouri area code. One's a Boston.
Ah, interesting.
No,
Missouri.
So we'll check Missouri.
I'll be in my cold, dead grave before I recognize Missouri.
Kansas man, are you?
Shut your mouth. You don't know what you speak of. You send the devil down on you.
Well, that range war was over years ago. Get a grip. Come to the conclusion, if you're gonna check out Laramie, a Great Western, just use the black and white ones. The color ones suck. That's all I'm going to say on Laramie tonight. Color episodes, blow.
I don't know if I've ever seen any of these episodes.
When they had this cool show, you know, of course they had the first season, Hoagy Carmichael, great, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he leaves to play more golf, so they get rid of the kid, too. So it's just two bachelors for a couple of years. And I bet you at the network they were going, you know, they're getting a lot of letters that these two guys might be fags, right? So they move in Spring Byington and this other little kid who's terrible. And they just, it's like, the fuck, this is the West. You don't go flying kites. You know, it's a stupid show when it goes to color. But most shows are better in black and white, I found. F Troop, funnier in black and white.
Oh, definitely.
And one season
combat.
Black and white, one season color?
Combat.
Was combat in color?
I think the last two seasons were.
I don't remember that. I only remember that one as a black and white.
What?
Oh, Twilight Zone.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Wish I had the theme for you tonight, man. Bring that back. Antifreeze filled cake. Oh.
I give it to the
Yeah, they got antifreeze in the cinnamon stuff that all the ladies like.
No,
that
no,
whiskey.
It's technically only an ingredient that helps make antifreeze. So
yeah.
It's actual antifreeze.
Yeah. And only if you go
to
Norway or something. Too early for that. Too early for that. Anyway, my arm is really fucked up, so I'm going to hit a lot of wrong cues at the wrong time.
Interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I don't know. I guess I slept on it because I was fine yesterday. And then,
Tourist elbow.
Uh-huh.
Well, luckily it's the other side. I got a gig Sunday, so if it doesn't go away, I can muddle through it. Lefty's gone south on me here. Furch.
You got to become a two-handed artist like Mikey.
Two-handed Nah, somebody's already doing that gig. Let's get that. All right. Let's blow some shit up. Now, the war on Christmas is not a war on anyone's religious beliefs. Okay? I just want to make that clear.
Yeah. We do that.
Crass commercialism and stupid shit that makes you go, oh, jeez. And having to be nice to people that you can't stand. You know?
Fuck them all.
This is a part of Christmas that blows. And this is the part of Christmas we're again. And crappy Christmas songs.
Yep.
All right.
Vote up.
What's the crappiest Christmas song there is?
You gotta be talking about Sir Paul.
I'm talking about Sir Paul fucking McCartney.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Only one of the greatest songwriters
of all
time.
You know what might be worse than that is Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Depending on who sings it, though. If you had Phil Harris singing that, I'd listen to it.
I hear that song and I want to punch kittens. Kick those kittens.
Yeah. This is pretty bad. This is having a wonderful time. Whatever the fuck it is. Sir Paul McCartney.
And Linda.
You know, how many G's does he pull down annually on this piece of shit? That's the part that just gets me like, you know, come on, man.
It's criminal. It's fucking criminal.
You wiped your ass coming up with that thing. And it, you know, just because you're Paul McCartney.
He probably Chris stole it from someone. Probably stole it.
Could be.
Sure. Those guys stole everything.
Bunch of plagiarists. Baby, It's Cold Outside? Yeah, that one. Yeah. I've heard that one enough.
Oh,
but
that's
this time
all, that's
it's...
That's a rape
that's a
culture
duet.
Song, right?
Ooh, nice.
Now, rape culture,
yeah. Yeah, because you can't, the man going to stay there and rape you.
Nice. Well, let's rape Sir Paul right here.
Hey, we got to get going. What did your watch say?
Don't say nothing. You got to look at it.
Yes. I got your Colgate toothpaste. The woman car control.
And it made me feel like a piece of shit. This is bullshit.
Yeah. The mood is right.
Yeah.
The spirit's up.
Yeah.
We're here tonight.
Yeah.
And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Pull the string.
He said, hey boy, do you like to rock? He grabbed me by the shoulder and he said, let's go. I'm going to take it down to the picture show.
Almost made it. There it is.
There it is.
I had to let the dog in there. For 20 seconds, I'm like, oh, can I make it back? Nah. Fish.
Gotta get a doggy door.
Doggy door. He wouldn't go through. I'd spend all that money. He would not go through it. I guarantee you.
He would have possums walk in it.
He would.
Raccoons.
He would stand there and look at it and bark. Go, hey, can I open this doggy door for me over here? That's how he operates, man.
Yeah, well, he knows how to work it.
Well, we lost that one caller. I'm on the other one. Hold on. Boston. Oh, man, I wish I could send this. I need rotator cuff surgery, I think, man.
Ooh, that ain't good.
Too many curveballs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Too much time in the bullpen. Must have been it. Yeah. All right. Well, oh, yeah, let's do the, what do you call this?
Let's talk to the Bostonian.
No, this is a Missourian. Can I talk to Missourian? If they want to say anything?
Yeah.
All right. Area code 660. You're on Possum. What's up, man? Hello.
Let me tell you how to park my ball. First ball, they don't get a shit.
Hello?
Was that you or him?
That was me.
Okay. Wow, that was a nice call.
All right, well, keep listening, man. We're cool. We're all good.
Maybe they got scared.
Something. It could be, cat got their
was
tongue.
Was he waving?
Stage of... It's crazy, pal. I don't know how to work this thing. I've only been doing it for 6 years.
Even when you
flip
the button, you had a mouth full of marshmallows.
Yeah, it's the marshmallow world.
It's marshmallow world. Blah, 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 blah.
That's
the anniversary of the death of Dean Martin, man. Why do people celebrate people's deaths? What the fuck is with that, man? You know?
It's nice to be remembered.
I don't know. On a birthday? Fine.
Yeah,
Dean Martin's birthday. Yay.
Too.
Hey, Dean Martin died today. Happy days are here again.
Did you see? You see all the people that died on Christmas? Jesus Christ! There's a whole shitload of famous people that died on Christmas Day.
Shoot, we're dying on Christmas Day over here, I think. And speaking of which, there's the Possum Lounge. Getting Fuller USA is here, ladies and germs.
We're USA.
Oh boy, in all caps. And there's guest 2314. I like that number sequence.
2314. All right, cool.
And guest 2318, which is another great number sequence. Welcome to the show. And there she is, first in love, first in peace, and tonight again, once again, first in the Possum Lounge. Ted, you had your treat. Go lay down, okay? That's right, Maggie C. Have a Maggie Christmas, one and all. He's laying down now. What a good boy. All right, speaking of good boys, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Bob.
Finey.
It's Porcupine Bob. That's right.
Finey.
Oh, you know, if I don't move at all, it feels great. Speaking of great, there he is. The sinister minister of finance and parking. the one and only.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
You got it.
Puppet Cinquanets. And last but not least, rounding out this handsome crowd, it's the Herd Mentality, ladies and gentlemen. Herd Mentality. Right here. Herd Mentality. Have fun. Awesome
line. Super host, Governor Decker.
Oh, yeah, that guy. As the Beaver.
Yeah. Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
There you go.
Some holiday-ish.
That was cooking.
That's not holiday. But I like it. Okay. We got all kind of shit tonight, man. It's like Christmas. It's not like a Christmas show. It fucking is a Christmas show, is what it is.
Got that right. So, that's dippy.
Yeah.
Fucking hey. Birth of Jesus, baby.
A special Christmas yodel on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
Got that for you.
Yep.
I was going to save that for a surprise, but...
Hey, who was my secret Santa? I'm still waiting for my...
Unfortunately, it was SD Flash. Got your name.
You said that if I showed up, there'd be presents.
That's right.
Well, you're present, aren't you?
Hang out. You
can't argue that. The hell, man. I'm not trying to jip anybody.
He told me Pollyanna.
Hey, I got a Christmas quickie.
I hope you have a certain something for this Christmas.
What do you mean?
That old Gumby like.
Oh, you want the chestnut? You want the old classic?
Well, let's do a quickie.
All right. Well, first we got a quickie because this is beautiful. This is sort of sums up. I forgot about this one. We got two quick. One quickie for later, maybe.
Oh,
I don't know. It's gonna be a weird show. Hit it.
Don't despair. Just because. All the children on the street hope they get something good to eat. But for me, it's not so great.
That was it. That was quick. You think I was kidding when I said that was a quickie? That was a quickie. All right, you want to? My buddy Dan, he said, "What the fuck? You put him up there today? What the fuck?" That was the only reaction to that today, man. Like, the fuck?
I had to post it in the morning.
It's that season. It's that season. Well, he's not the
I'm
3 minutes
over to
anyway.
Possum undercover.
You can only be the 3 minutes once, so. So you know.
Now it's tradition.
But we can do Jimmy. Jimmy,
love
what do you think,
guy.
Malt Liquor Man, little Jimmy?
Jimmy.
I'm on a lounge. Who needs some Jimmy? I bet your Maggie C needs some Jimmy.
No, I have my phone muted.
Oh, okay.
I'm down.
Some Jimmy?
Alright, he's down with Jimmy.
He's Jimmying Don.
He's Jimmying, baby. We're all Jimmying.
I'm rustling my Jimmies.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen. What has become a holiday classic? Jimmy. This is Jimmy.
The sun.
grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. There's never been such a day in Beverly Hills, L.A. That's my hometown. Oh, but it's December the 24th, and I am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmas white.
Oh, beauty. That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
I was just dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the one I see. No. Where the treetops glisten and children actually listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, and I quote, it's just what I say. Your day be merry and bright, may all of your
Ancient Chinese secret.
There it is. All right. Good.
Okay.
Well, I could have played this.
Now make that motherfucker hammer sound like.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's wackiness here on the old.
You know what? For next year, why don't we put a Reverend Wendy boner hose in the middle there when there's a long pause where you think the song's over?
Well, he just fell asleep, right? Is that what he did?
Huh?
He was fell asleep. He was dreaming, right?
Yeah, he was dreaming of a white Christmas.
He was dreaming.
It's like the ones he used to know.
You're 74 today. So,
you know, I often wake up in the middle of the night with a Wendy boner hose. It's quite a coincidence.
Don't we all? That's why your arm hurts.
He slept on it, all right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, it's like when you're a kid, something like this happens, it goes, you shake it off. It might last an hour. You know, man, it stays around all day. I don't know. This could be, you know, right, sitting in for a few weeks here. Who knows? Good Lord.
Well, then when the cold weather moves in, finally, yep, you know, it's just going to act up.
Don't grow old, kids. That's my advice to you.
The old wall injury of the football thing.
Man. It's poking me goo. But don't let that that last bit, you know, mislead you. There's plenty more possum to go.
Indeed.
Oh, shit. Anybody got anything happy? Any hilarious anecdotes of the week to share with the audience?
Anyone get into any Christmas fist fights or anything?
Or a story that ends in explosive diarrhea? No, wait a minute. Wendy's not here. Dang it. You know.
She knows how to end a Christmas story.
She knows how to end a story, you know?
Uh-huh.
This isn't really going anywhere. Explosive diarrhea, Yahtzee. You know? Comedy gold.
It's because it works on so many levels.
That's the truth. Oh, mamacita, señorita.
Okay, you call it Monday. I want to hear about her Christmas, her family.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be way cool, man. Oh, you want to dance?
There you go, dance party.
Decker's Christmas dance party, man.
Oh.
Everybody get on your cha-cha heels, kids. Did you get cha-cha heels? I didn't get no cha-cha heels. I was pissed
off. I didn't
get
any cha-cha heels.
I knocked the goddamn tree over, so pissed. And then I walked out.
I wonder if John Travolta got any cha-cha heels.
Alrighty, let's dance, cuties.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
Gentlemen, well, that was the boogie woogie under the Christmas day.
I was thinking about Hairspray. What was the movie that Divine wanted Cha-Cha you? Is that Female Trouble?
I think it's Female Trouble.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Unless it's Multiple Maniacs.
It's such a long time.
Yeah.
Multiple Maniacs.
Yeah. But that's the one, the Cha-Cha Heels is the one where she gets raped by the giant lobster. Probably, you know, the greatest moment in cinematic history next to Divine eating the doggy poo.
And it's Female Trouble, she gets raped by himself.
Yeah, that too. Right.
Yeah.
That was interesting. That was like almost like William Shatner's fantasy come true. You like my voice, Majesty? I have CDs available in the foyer where I read the dictionary. I actually have a dictionary, man. A physical one.
I just recently threw
like
mine away.
I got a Big Mamu leather-bound one. Because every once in a while, I like to just open it up and pick something random to think about, you know?
I had an idea. Put a match to it, because it's beyond obsolete.
No, because you go, okay, online you can go to a random word generator, okay? But you're at the mercy of the computer. It picks it out. This, it's random chant. You're in charge, man. Phew. It helps when you're coming up with titles for these shows. Yeah.
Oh,
What do I call it this week?
Where are you getting those 50-cent words? All
well,
right.
Fuck you. What, you think I went to Harvard or
I
something?
You're brilliant. Yeah.
I'm George F. Will's illegitimate son. What, didn't you know that? He says the biggest danger is not Hillary Clinton getting elected. It's Donald Trump getting nominated. He says that's the end of the Republicans as they know it.
Well, obviously that's not going to happen.
I don't know, man. It's a weird, wonderful world.
Everyone can relax.
Even my Republican pals are like, oh, jeez. No, I don't know anybody who's like, really savvy, though. Like
I think
Donald
it's safe
Trump.
To say the Republicans aren't getting in at all.
Well, what was funny? Oh, yesterday, one of my good buddies, known this guy for over 25 years, maybe. Maybe 30 years now. Anyway, he's got his, one of his kids gave him, let's make America great again hat. And I don't know if the dude actually has said he likes Trump or not, you know, because he's, you know. He loved Perot, so you never know. But I said, dude, is that hat, just curious, but was that hat made in the USA? And he's like, let me look at it. It must be a knockoff made in China.
Yeah.
Nah, no.
Yeah,
that's where they make Trump hats, man.
Uh-huh.
Make America great again. Buy your shit in China.
You know who has one of those hats and who's all for Trump? It's somebody we used to blow up weekly.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw some of that. In fact, I had to block him completely.
Yeah.
I can't say anything.
I got rid of him years ago.
Well, I had him. He was just showing up, though, you know, and stuff. I was like, nah, and I block every name from that guy because he's a jackass. Oh, the new listeners aren't going to talk to him. We'll give him an EdX bomb just for old time's sake.
Yeah.
Here's the old Ed bomb.
That takes me back.
I checking out some of those.
More than bad.
It was funny. There were some funny ones. Because remember, it was whenever he would plug himself, we'd let him talk until he'd plug himself. Sometimes he'd be on like 5-10 minutes, sometimes 2 seconds. It was good stuff. Anyway, I've got it. I've got it. And I've got to report it.
Yep.
That's right. You've already sat. You great. Well, there's Herd Mentality. He just bailed out. Wise man. Because like now it's time for 3 minutes you'll never get. I've been watching too much Jack Benny. Now it's 3 minutes you'll never get back, Rochester.
That's right, Mr. Bennett. Tonight's no exception.
Old Dennis. Yeah, this, nobody knows who Jack Benny is, for Christ's sake.
Jack Benny's up there with Elvis and Frank Sinatra.
But this 3 minutes, it's up there not only with Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, and Cleopatra.
Ooh.
This rivals Baby Jeebus himself.
I said it.
Yep. It's a Christmas 3 minutes. And it's Art Paul Slosher.
Yes.
My pizza for Christmas. I want some cheese. I don't care if it's Monster, although it might really would be good. Some people like cheddar, and some they like to eat Swiss. I want some cheese.
Yeah.
I'm a piece for Christmas. I want some cheese.
Bring it home.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
Is I'm on the highway to hell.
Ah, that was good. Bart Paul, man.
You know what?
He gets people into it.
I am glad I saved it for this special Christmas episode.
Yes.
Yes.
That was beautiful.
it's a beautiful thing. You know, this is a very special Christmas, as it's the first time since 1977 that a full moon has appeared on December 24th. And it won't happen again. It won't happen again until 2034, so you better take a good look, Gum, because that's it for us, bub.
Uh-huh.
Seeing that motherfucker again.
Well, what will it be? 70-something?
34? Shit. It's like 15. That's 19, almost 20 years, man. There's no fucking way. No fuck. I'm hoping to make it through this show here, man.
I'd be lucky to hit 60.
Oh, crapple. Okay, this was weird medicine, weird medicine shit. Some 15-year-old kid, he was in a 9-day coma, okay?
Oh.
He was in a coma for 9 days. Okay. Not sure exactly what put him in the coma, but when he came out of it, he was swearing prolifically.
Ooh,
and eating whole wheels of cheese. Speaking of cheese. Yeah, he's addicted to cheese, and he can't stop swearing. That's what his mom said.
This is when he came out of his coma?
Yeah, he came out of a coma, and he's swearing, and he's like, he's a cross between Art Paul and Tourette's guy, apparently.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He must say something we don't know. Maybe he met God. What you're supposed to do. Eat cheese and curse everyone out.
She heard him yelling. He's screaming, fuck, bastard, shit. She wondered what on earth was going wrong. You know, she headed upstairs and there he is chowing down on a wheel of cheese.
We all should do it. Seems to be the right thing.
My question is, where is he getting the cheese?
That'll bind you up, though, won't it? Good grief.
That's why he's swearing so much, I reckon. Right?
Back door's plugged up.
That's right. You need an exit strategy in this life. Ain't that the truth?
Him and the cheese humper get together. He can eat the evidence.
What he don't eat. Yeah. All right. Now, let's see. We need entertainment music because I got a shovel to somebody's head here. I just read this, and I don't usually care about who's sleeping with who, or who's married to who, because there are a bunch of, you know, whack-a-moles over there. This Ashton Kutcher.
Uh-huh.
This young man, now he was married to Demi Moore, okay?
It's pronounced Demi.
Demi. Who I'm sure taught him a few things or two, you know.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Dumps her. Who the hell is he even saying? He's hanging around with some other great-looking broad in between. So then he's married to Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
And then today they got a picture of Ashton Kutcher coming out of the Polynesian massage parlor.
Oh. Okay.
In North Hollywood. Ancient therapy. I don't want to see pictures of this asshole, this spoiled young son of a bitch, talentless piece of shit, coming out of a massage parlor. I want to see a picture of Mila Kunis.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
She was 14 years old when she was on that show with her.
Yeah, she lied. She lied.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know the Fleet Admiral hates it when I say it, but. And a little resemblance there, huh?
I see it.
Yeah.
You see that booze commercial she does? What is it, wine or bourbon or something?
Yes.
Oh, she's so fucking hot in that.
I really want to see her coonis. Now, this guy gets to see her coonis every night, and yet he's going to a fucking massage parlor. All right? Here you go. What the asshole Coochton?
Ow!
Ow! I hope it hurt, you dumb bastard.
He's going on my death list next year.
Nah, I give him props. He's a man. He do what the fuck he wants.
He's getting shot.
What do you got?
Jackass.
Here you turn in
your man card right now. You got fucking SEC. Listen to you two.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, man. When you got the coonus.
Who cares?
You got to respect the coonus.
Billy Joel kicked his wife out the door. You know what I'm saying?
If you got the celebrity,
you
turn me around.
Ain't nothing better than Strange, all right?
Well, he going to lose the coonus, man. I hope he loses the coonus.
I'll be Playboy for the article because I'm a culture.
Well, you're going to have to read Playboy for the articles because their last issue with Naked Pictures is coming out in January.
Yeah, listen to you two. He's a jet. No, he does what he wants. The man.
He's a truck. No, he's a talentless punk kid. He needs smack. He needs bitch slapped, and he needs to wise up, straighten up, and treat that coonus right. He needs to treat the coonus right.
She's probably as dumb as a fucking stump. I'm just trying to talk to her. Better off talking
to her. And then it's like he's got a shit part on a shit show. He gets a movie thing. He does a couple of shitty movies. They realize, oh, we ain't going to make that mistake again. And he gets on TV and he makes all kind of money just doing dumb shit and replaced Charlie Sheen. He's a
That
Miley
Cyrus is probably dumb as a fucking tree trunk.
Well, who cares? She's got the Mooley Kunis there. Yeah, we want them.
Like, hey, what's going on at World Events? Oh, I don't know. I do whatever they tell me on the...
Get the coonus out. We'll forget about it. I forgive you.
The coonus. Don't forget that name. What a sweet
coonus. Speaking of coonus, we've been joined by
it's
Daddy G from the show. He's on Saturdays at 9. I don't know if he's going to be on this week because he He blew his wad last night on the old Dirty Christmas. He'll be on. Okay. There in the grotto. And there's the bubbly, beautiful Brenda Joe right alongside
Brenda
of him.
Brenda Joe.
Appropriately. Welcome. To brighten our freaking lounge. Oh, shit. If you just joined us, I'm in extreme pain. Multi thinks Ashton Kutcher is okie doke. I think he doesn't appreciate the coonus.
I say he's a man.
You're up to date.
He's taking advantage of that celebrity he has for a short time.
He does what he wants.
Oh.
I
mean, if he was a real person, he'd be pumping gas. Oh.
But
all right.
Think about it. So would Frank Sinatra. Or Bob Hope or anybody.
Sinatra
but
had
they didn't have the coonus.
Oh, yeah, Sinatra came.
They didn't have the coonus. That's right. They didn't have the coonus. It's all about the coonus,
like
baby.
Got a pickle in
it. All right. Speaking of cheese, you know, scientists say that what's in cheese triggers the same part of your brain as hard drugs.
So it makes you play
up? Yeah. So it's the same. It's the chemical found in addictive drugs. So they think there's a connection between this cheese addiction and, I don't know, mucilage. I'm not sure.
So how many people you know are addicted to cheese?
I eat cheese regularly. I think I am.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't sit there and eat a whole fucking
No, but I mean, I have a couple pieces of cheese
every
day.
That's a lot of cheese.
Yeah,
I don't like scarf down on a wheel or nothing like that.
That North Korea guy, he was into cheese, wasn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. He was a cheese boy. Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Ashton Kutcher likes cheese.
He likes the cheese better than the coonus. That's his problem.
Oh, I got a hankering now.
For what, cheese or coonus?
For cheese coonus.
Cheese coonus, there you go.
Don't stop me. Don't love.
Thank you.
back to our show.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Here's the answer.
Dig it. Dig it.
Well, that was the polka portion of the program. Be Friday without a polka. That might be the first...
You're going to have to grenache that one.
Instrumental. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was... it's called the Bugler's Holiday Polka. But that's a familiar tune, isn't that? Is that not a familiar tune to you?
Yes, it is. It sounds familiar to me.
Yeah. It did to me, too. I went, what the heck? I don't think I've heard that since I was a little kid or something, man.
It sounded a little bit like Gomer Pyle's theme.
I don't know. Who's your lion?
Oh, Gomer.
Gomer.
Pyle!
Shazam!
Pyle!
Shazam!
Pyle!
Shazam!
Pyle!
Shazam!
Pyle!
Shazam!
Pyle!
Shazam!
Pyle!
Where's the off switch?
Pyle!
Shazam!
Pyle!
Couldn't find the off switch. Jeez.
You mean I could go one of
these? I didn't know possums were carnivorous.
Oh, yeah, that's on a loop. It goes forever and ever and ever.
You should do a YouTube video of it, loop. You know, like 2 hours of pie.
Yeah, but how would you upload it? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It goes on forever. Oh, shoot. I got a special. Man, we're going to wrap this thing up tonight with a crescendo. Anybody who hangs out for the end of the show is in for a treat. Not only will you all receive a brand new automobile, but you'll hear what a fantastic end of the show I got planned here.
Look under your seat.
That's right. Look under your seat. There's a brand new car.
Except for the guy in row C, seat 17. Don't look under your seat.
You don't want to see that.
Hey, don't look under there. And there it is, the world's largest nun. Don't stand up. Well, I hope everybody had a nice holiday, man. I'll bet you Daddy G and Brenda Joe had a nice...
Oh, sure they did.
Whatever the fuck they celebrate, you know? Newlyweds and all that crap. I didn't do nothing.
Neither did I. Went to my sister's for a quick meal, came home, that was it.
Oh, you got a free meal. A free meal?
Yeah, I got a free meal out of it. Yeah.
You won up on me, bro.
Yeah. See my great nephew, which is going to be cool, you know.
Nice. I did see the great nephew. Yeah. I did see that.
Yeah,
see the pic.
Jackson.
Oh, man. That's nice, man. Yeah, my whole family went out of town, see. Nothing personal. That's what they said, at least. It's their story.
Yeah, they all went to Denny's. No one told you.
I told you guys, well, no, it was Thanksgiving last year at Bob Evans. Got the free meal. But, oh, jeez. If I sit right like this... I can't reach the keyboard, but boy, the pain goes away. It's wonderful. What say about Christmas? Oh, yeah. When they say, like, you know, when you're a kid and they go, oh, well, it's better to give than receive. And you're the kid going, yeah, right. You know, fuck that shit. I want G.I. Joe. I want, you know. The Kabbalah game. I want a Ouija board.
I want all the accessories too, man. Gotta have the.
And some old scuba. Don't forget the scuba gear. Gotta have scuba gear.
I want
gear
to crank up Evel Knievel.
Oh yeah! My little sister got that, man. I commandeered it. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah! Now that I'm an old guy, giving is more fun than receiving. Actually, funny how that works out. I think Ted's going to give me a winkle if I don't let him out. But, so anyway, the best present I bought was from my buddy that helps me out with the plumbing and shit, you know? Because he never asks for nothing, you know, in exchange for
his
labor.
Guy that doesn't understand arrows?
Well, yeah, he's not sitting... No, he's good at arrows now. He's good at arrows. He's the one who figured out the arrows were going wrong on the thing that the other guy put in.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I owe him one or two. So I got him a nice bottle of 10-year-old single malt scotch. Can't wait to give that to him. There you go, pal.
It's already half empty. Sorry, it was a long drive.
But yeah, that there. Can't wait.
Oh, good. Good for you.
His eyes will light up and say, oh, you didn't get the really expensive stuff, huh? Oh, fuck you.
Yeah,
no, he won't. He'll
tickle.
We'll probably crack it open and sample a bit if you know what I'm saying.
That's what you're hoping for.
He's the kind of guy that goes, ooh, I'll put this away for when I have company.
Yeah, he's a good buddy. I believe we'll probably have a few.
Should have got him.
I really
drink responsibly.
I'm starting to like that scotch, man. Good stuff.
I don't like that brown liquor, I told you.
Well, that's the only one I'm into right now is the scotch.
So, what happened to the bourbon, man? I thought you were a bourbon man.
I know. My brand of bourbon, the Ten High. They, in order to maximize profits, they switched the formula. And they made took a delicious...
What's the antifreeze now or something?
Pretty much, yeah. They took a delicious sour mash bourbon and added 50% vodka.
bastard.
Vodka gives me a bellyache, man. Fuck that shit. That's for women. Drink vodka. What do you think, I'm a girl?
Well, I love vodka. I drink it straight.
Yeah. You a woman? But you don't even like
Kunis.
But you don't like Kunis either.
Coffee brandy in his coffee. Listen, coffee brandy boy. I've been seeing Boss Vidania do your Azteca chocolate drink.
I kid because I love babe.
All right, we got this holiday special yodel lay on
there.
Yeah, brother. This will enlighten you, and it might frighten you.
Might even frighten you.
That's right. I should have made it to the meeting. But nonetheless, it's time to yodel.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, oily.
It is yodeling time. I should have looked where the fucking thing was. Yodeling time!
I took a trip to the North Pole, cause I heard they love to sing. I heard that Santa and his elves love to go a-yodeling. I found them in the toy factory singing all the while, and I asked them to show me their special yodeling style. Father Christmas showed me how to yodel a hee hoo, yodel a hee hoo, yodel a hee hoo, doo 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 doo. They sang Merry Christmas with a yodel a hee hoo, yodel a hee hoo, and a Happy New Year to you. They sang Summertime Blues and they yodeled Jailhouse Rock. They knew all of Blue Suede Shoes and Rock Around the Clock. He could croon a gentle ballad, he could really sing the blues. But boy, you should have heard him sing his yodel-a-hee-hoos. Father Christmas showed me how to yodel-a-hee-hoo, 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 doo 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 doo. They sang Merry Christmas with a yodel-a-hee-hoo, yodel-a-hee-hoo, and a Happy New Year to you. They yodeled Jingle Bells and they yodeled Deck the Halls. Frank, Ifield, Mary, Schneider, man, they knew them all. Swiss yodels, Aussie yodels, Bush ballads too. They sang all their yodels with a yodel-a-hee-hoo. Father Christmas showed me how to yodel-a-hee-hoo, 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 doo-doo-doo-doo. They sang Merry Christmas with a yodel-a-hee-hoo, yodel-a-hee-hoo, and a Happy New Year to you. But Santa really knocked me out and blew the elves away when he started yodeling stuff that he'd heard on Triple J. He did Regurgitator and a bit of Silver Chair. He stage dived in the mosh pit, there was yodel everywhere. Father Christmas showed me how to yodel a hee hoo, yodel a hee hoo, yodel a hee doo 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 doo. They sang Merry Christmas with a yodel a hee hoo, yodel a hee hoo, and a Happy New Year to you. Yodel a hee hoo, and a Happy New Year to you.
It was a beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
Absolutely. I'm not on mute. I'm muted. No, I'm not.
I like that.
Yeah, let's do this one. Here we go. Upbeat. So, I hope everybody had a... Yeah, here's the Philly Phil. We lost him about a year ago. And about 2 years ago, we lost a pal called Lamparts.
Yeah.
So, end of the year, the holidays always kind of... You know, you got them empty chairs there in the Possum Lounge. You got to salute once in a while.
That's right.
Two of our most revered possums, man. So who's going to die this year? That's my question. Should we have a poll? The realistic dead possum poll. Which of us real-life people are going to bite the fucking big one? I guess if your average age of audience is over 40, then you're probably asking for it there. But still, you know, if we were all Ashton Kutcher's age and we could play with the Kunis.
Well, you got it in for that one.
That bastard. Oh, okay, here's a funny one real quick. It's they go around and they'll try to reveal how stupid people are. And they went on this one college campus, and they had a petition to ban White Christmas because it was racist. It was a joke, you know.
Yeah, kind of a.
It should be banned because Black Lives Matter. He ended up getting 18 signatures in the hour that he did it out there. But he's got a video. I may post it on Grenache. Or not. You never know. If you're lucky, I will. But I love shit like that when they're asking, you know, who's president of United, or who's vice president of the United States? And they just, wait a minute.
Yeah,
don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Those bits are funny, and then all of a sudden it becomes extremely sad.
Yes, then you go, oh, geez.
Holy fuck.
This is the future of our country here, because it's always on a college campus. Oh, they asked the black kids, who won the Civil War? The Confederates? Or, you know, and then some of them don't even know the guys in it.
The French.
Yeah, the Japanese, when they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Well, I told you
it
was
the French Foreign Legion attacked at Columbus.
He said, I don't know. I was always trying to
hit. When did 9/11 happen?
Yeah. General Columbus routed the great Indian tribes and the French.
At the Alamo.
The Alamo. The French and the Indians at the Navajo had aligned.
And then,
And Captain
Columbus. It was a bloodbath. I remember that. I read that. Peter Stuyvesant.
Well, the scary thing about that is, you know, these are people in suits. These are like lawyers. These are businessmen. These are teachers that can't answer these questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, our future leader, our future politicians. Now, does it make sense?
Yeah.
You know, ask these guys running for president.
Quail for
I know.
Potato with an E?
He looks like a Rhodes Scholar at this point.
Fucking Einstein.
At least God didn't tell him to run for vice president. All right. Because if God tells you to run for president, you're either a liar or you're deranged. Okay?
If you got
too much
with you, you want to run for president, period. Ain't no one's going to
tell
you. If you want that fucking job, you're crazy.
All right, gang. Here it is. Our special Christmas message to all of you. TV's William Conrad.
On the first day of Christmas, my girl up came to me, a partridge in a pear tree.
December 14th. Dearest John, I went to the door today and the postman delivered a partridge in a pear tree. Oh, what a thoroughly delightful gift. I couldn't have been more surprised. I am so wonderfully pleased I can't find the words to express my feelings. With deepest love and devotion, Agnes.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 15th. Dearest John, today the postman brought another sweet gift from you. Just imagine two turtle doves. I'm delighted at your thoughtfulness. They are absolutely adorable. All my love, Agnes.
Oh. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 16th. Dear John, aren't you the extravagant one? Now, really, I must protest. I don't deserve such generosity. Three French hens. They are just darling. But I must insist you're too kind. Love, Agnes.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four mockingbirds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 17th. Dear John, Today, the postman delivered 4 calling birds. Now, really, they are beautiful, but don't you think enough is enough? I mean, you're being too romantic, aren't you? Affectionately, Agnes. December 18th. Dear John, what a surprise. Today the postman delivered 5 golden rings, 1 for every finger. Well, you're just impossible, but I love them. Frankly, the rings are a relief because all of those squawking birds were beginning to get on my nerves. All my love, Agnes.
On the 6th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 65 golden rings.
December 19th. Dear John, when I opened the door today, there were actually 6 geese a-laying on my front steps. So you're back to the birds again, eh? Look, John, the geese are fine, but where in God's name am I going to keep them? The neighbors are complaining and I can't sleep through the racket. Will you please stop? Cordially, Agnes.
On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 mockingbirds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 20th. What is with you and these goddamn birds, John? 7 swans a-swimming? What kind of a lousy frigging joke is this? There are bird droppings all over the house. They never stop with a racket. I can't sleep at night, and I'm a nervous wreck. It is not funny, John, so stop with the goddamn birds, okay? Sincerely, Agnes. December 21st. Okay, Buster. I think I prefer the goddamn birds. What the hell am I going to do with 8 maids a-milking? It's not enough with the frigging birds and the 8 maids a-milking, but they had to bring the miserable fucking cows. And they're doing you-know-what all over the lawn. And I can't move around in my own bloody house. It's so crowded, so just lay off, will you, smartass? Agnes. December 22nd. God damn you. What are you, some kind of a sadist? Now there are 9 pipers a-playing, and Christ, do they play. They haven't stopped chasing those goddamn maids since they got here yesterday morning. And the cows are getting all upset and stomping all over those horrible screeching birds. What the hell am I going to do? The neighbors are starting a petition to evict me. Oh, you're going to get yours, Agnes.
On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies waiting, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 mockingbirds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
December 23rd. You dirty, rotten son of a bitch. Now there are 10 ladies dancing. I don't know why you call those sluts ladies. They've been bawling the pipers all night long. And now the cows can't sleep, and furthermore, they've developed diarrhea. And my living room and my whole property is a river of shit. And the city commissioner of buildings has subpoenaed me to give cause why the building shouldn't be condemned. I'm sicking the police on you, Buster. One who means it. Agnes. December 24th. Listen, you
miserable bastard. What with the 11 lords a-leaping on all those maids and ladies. Some of those broads will never walk again. And those pipers ran through all the maids and have been committing sodomy for the last 8 hours with the cows. And all 23 of the goddamn birds are dead. They've been trampled to death in the orgy. And I hope you're as satisfied, you vicious swine. Incidentally, I just found the words to express my feelings. You rotten, moth-eaten, pig-buggering moron. Go fuck yourself! You swore to me, Agnes.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Where I promise, that I'm a lifeless heart in bed. For the naked nine ladies waiting, save me from hell instead. For the 50th day, keep on praying by golden rings. For mockingbirds, three French and two turtle doves.
December 25th. Dear sir, this is to acknowledge receipt of your latest gift of 12 fiddlers fiddling that you have seen fit to inflict on our client, Miss Agnes McColstein. The destruction of our client's sanity has, of course, been total. In the future, all gifts and correspondence should be directed to our attention. If you should attempt to reach Miss McColstein at Happydale Sanatorium, the attendants have instructions to shoot you on sight. With this letter, please find attached a warrant for your arrest. Cordially, Badger, Bender, and Cahill, attorneys at law.
Oh, God.
Oh, river of shit.
I couldn't wait to play that. That's how
it's,
much
it takes a while
I
to get
that.
There. Just like
yeah,
a regular
that's
long and drawn out.
You know, well, we got to beam out of here. Let's take care of that here. All right. Let's see. Get on the pad there, Multi.
Multi.
It won't. If you only have one leg on, you might end up half there. So. All right.
What'd
you talk about? Right. Energize!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey,
everybody! Put this. I think it worked out at the end of the show.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You can't go starting off the show with something like that, you know.
Oh no.
That's a thank you and good night. You leave on
that's
that.
That's the dessert.
Yep.
Shoot, let me let Ted in here. All right, well, I really got nothing left, man. Just hope you guys had a good holiday. Malt, did you go down to Mission? Get some of them free vitamins?
I had me beef tenderloin, asparagus.
Ooh.
Red potato.
Ooh.
Man, you made it the dumpster at the fancy restaurant,
uh-huh.
Eh?
I went down to, what's that place? Cartwright's own Ponderosa Steakhouse.
Ooh, yeah. Man, we don't have them anymore. We lost them.
No,
all
we don't. There's only a few somewhere. They ain't around here.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of them in a long time.
Didn't they used to have trays?
You may be correct. I don't remember. It's been because they had Hosses, Bonanza, and Ponderosa. They were all the same thing. Just different.
Yeah, didn't
names.
They have the Hoss sauce or something?
Yeah,
Texas
yeah. Big old. It's where you get a steak. It's where what it was. Steak and a what do you call that? Smorgasbord. I don't know.
I'd like to order a gentle Ben with extra hot sauce. And give me two of them little Joes.
Yeah. And with the little Joes in the special sauce.
Well, that's the hot sauce.
The hot sauce. Little Joes in hot sauce. There you go.
That's right. We'll go to start with the Adam sampler there.
Ah.
That was
like
the Cartwright sample.
Served
on a wagon wheel.
Yeah. Ben's toupee. Oh, man. One of the greatest toupees ever. Although Adams was pretty nice toupee, too. I think the greatest toupee was Jack Klugman.
Well, it certainly wasn't Don Rickles, I'll tell you that.
No, that wasn't a toupee. I had a comb over. He had a half a comb over.
Yeah,
that was why it was weird.
That was a fake comb over.
That was a fake thing, because he was, in 71, he was balder than that.
Uh-huh.
Or he had like
that
an early hit
comb,
no? Then thing.
No, that was a fake one.
That was a wig. Fake. That looked like, it looked like one of them plastic wigs. Like he cut one off. You know, he cut one of the squirrels off and hit his head.
When I was a little kid, I didn't realize he was combing it over. Dick Martin, he had this comb over from front to back, and he just had, like, bangs. He was bald, you know.
Yeah.
That guy. Oh, well, what are you going to do? It's our youth culture. We just do these crazy things with our hair, I guess, or something like that. I don't know. Well, we couldn't have done it without you, William Conrad. We love you, Cannon.
I'm Grenachin' it right now.
May you rest in peace. And it just came up in like a search of something. I went, oh, my Lord. 8 minutes? There's no way I'm playing that.
I had to specify X-rated because no one would click it if it's just this 12 days of Christmas.
You got that right, Jack.
Yeah, not safe for what?
Yeah. NSFW. Yeah, definitely put that. Definitely.
Definitely
put that down. Not safe for work, definitely. All right, man. Thank you, gentlemen.
Good show. Good stuff.
You know, my arm, in fact, actually doesn't hurt anymore. Now the show's over. Fucking thing.
When you take your afternoon nap, is that when it happened?
No, it was last night, man.
Oh, okay.
It's been all day I've been fighting this thing. Every time I'd lay down, I'd feel okay. I'd get up and, oh, jeez, come back. It's goofy. Hey, man, at least, it could be worse. You know what I'm saying? So, bless you all. Yeah, kind of a fucking weird holiday, but
it's over. Behind us now.
It's over now. It's behind. It's in the rearview mirror, baby.
Yep.
Let's head on into the sunset. Professor R.J. Gumby, thank you so much, sir.
Fun time.
Second banana. that like a whole bunch of second bananas. Oh,
he's an appealing second banana.
Cheese wheels.
And Mr. Malt Liquor Man.
Malt Liquor
Man.
Glad
you could make it, my friend. Glad you could make it. It made it very holiday-ish. I wasn't 100% sure. That's why I brought so much stuff. Like I said, I didn't have nothing to say, so Ted, shut the fuck up. I'll just say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Say goodnight, Malt Liquor Man.
Goodnight, Malt Liquor Man.
All right. Goodnight, Wendy, wherever you are. Even with her things, she's got the thingies and the face and the smile. Mm-hmm. All right. Good night, Alice. Good night, everybody. Good night, Maggie. Good night, the strongest man in show business.
Good night, Bubba from the backwoods.
He's going to sleep forever.
Oh, give me a noose I can hang from the tree. I need no excuse. When my misery, this holiday season, is all the more reason to die. Oh, pull up a stool and ear to a fool. Once found some solace in the season of Yule. This holiday season is all the more reason to cry. I put on my mittens, one green and one red, and I walk alone where they bury the dead. The snow falls as I grieve in the Gothic death rock Christmas.
I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?